Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Today's episode is about to hear versus to listen. To hear versus to listen. We're dealing with perception versus intention. Have you heard that sound, Cindy? Is that your phone ringing?
Oh, yes, it is. Sorry, Marta, I need to take this call.
No problem.
Hello? Hello? Honey? Can you hear me? Honey, I'm afraid it's a very bad line. I can hardly hear your voice. Can you repeat that? Wait a second. Okay, now I can hear you very well. Uh-huh. You took the car to the garage. Is it okay now? Okay, go ahead. I'm listening. I'm all ears. Oh, I see. You need my credit card for the bill. Mm-hmm. How much is it? Honey, I'm afraid I can't hear you anymore. Hello?
How come that you couldn't hear the voice exactly when they told you the total amount you're supposed to pay?
Oh, cell phones. Come on, let's move on with this episode. Here's a good example to understand the difference between to hear and to listen. I was listening to my favorite song at full volume when I heard my neighbors knocking on the door. Marta, can you comment?
Well, you'd better use earphones. Your neighbors shouldn't complain, though. You have good taste in music. I'm sure it was a great song.
It was. Anyway, about to listen versus to hear.
You were listening to your favorite song intentionally, actively, when you heard your neighbors knocking. You heard the sound unintentionally. You just heard it without wanting to.
Exactly. Another example. Imagine there's a football game on TV. Let's say Miami Dolphins versus San Francisco 49ers.
Wow, my husband would be excited about that.
Now, try and tell him something important while he's watching his favorite football team play.
The case with the 49ers, his first down and 10 on the 48-yard line of the 49ers.
Hey, darling, I have great news. Babe, did you hear what I've just said? I have great news.
What? Oh, sorry, Marta. I wasn't listening.
Are you listening now?
Sure, baby. I'm all ears.
Touchdown, Miami!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami!
Yep, that's just the way it goes. Did you hear what I said? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. It's not your fault, Marta. It's the power of American football.
It's okay. Now, how about using a few songs?
Sure, let's start with Adele. I heard that you settled down.
I heard that you settled down, that you...
In this sentence, I heard means I got to know, I found out, I was told that.
For example, have you heard that Jane got married last month? Or, I heard that you got promoted. Congratulations.
Okay, here's another song.
I heard it through the grapevine. It means I heard a rumor. People are talking about it. So that's how I got to know about it.
And And now, Beyoncé.
Beyoncé must be angry with someone there. If you say, listen to me, you're demanding attention.
Hang on just a minute, Marta. Oh, it's the mechanic calling. The car must be finished. Just a moment, I need to take this call.
Hello? Yes? How much?
Are you f***ing kidding me? How much?
That's $100 job, and you want how much?
No, you listen to me. I'll be there in 1 hour, and we'll talk about it when I get there.
Cindy, you scare me.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I was listening.
Well, I'm going to give the garage something to listen to when we're done here.
And actually, we're done here. Okay, everybody. We hope we helped you understand the difference between to hear and to listen. Perception versus intention.
Now, listen up. I'm about to tell you our website address. www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We've uploaded more than 40 episodes so far.
And if you haven't heard our previous episodes, have a listen.
You can hear us on YouTube, Podomatic, and iTunes. We're also on Twitter, and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Bye-bye, my American friend.